What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, FightfulSelect.com. It's the Q&A show. We got over 170 questions for you guys. Just to clarify something, if your question doesn't get answered, it violated one of the rules, which are just pretty much no top fives, no what do you think of this wrestler. And if you've asked the same question a bunch of times over the last few weeks, I'll pass on that too. I want these shows to be different. I want you all to be able to go back to previous weeks and feel like you're not hearing the same thing over and over again. So let's get right into it. Eloquent says, why would they sacrifice Kofi's reign for a 2-minute Kane-Brock match only to do nothing with him after? I don't have the answer to that, and it's an answer I've been looking for months, and I'll always get people within WWE that say, oh, we are doing something with Kofi. He's in the tag team division, and he's holding that team together, and he's a tag team champion, and all that. That's the answer that you'll get. But they acted like this was the Kane-Velasquez match was a big money match, but the company did not need a title for that to be a big match. Reed says, how are wrestlers able to potentially talk to other companies before their contract is up without doing any contract tampering? Seems like people join another promotion really quick after release. Well, that's pretty simple. It's because there is contract tampering. There's no other way around it. There is outright contract tampering. Deonna Purrazzo flat out said that she was talking to WWE before her ROH deal was up. That's the only way to put it. WWE has been called out by MLW multiple times for this. Cody Rhodes has said that they've had to learn to get better about that. James says, are there any plans or have there ever been any plans for a WWE Hall of Fame type museum similar to what NASCAR has? Yes, there were. They were gathering stuff for it, but I don't know if there were ever any concrete plans, but I know that they were gathering stuff for it, and they have a ton of stuff in the warehouse in Stamford. Reed says, you mentioned Daniel Bryan's contract possibly being done this year. What's the likelihood he actually leaves? So I don't like to speak for people. I can't assume Daniel Bryan's situation. It's hard for me to get in his mindset. He's a way different person than me. I mean, everybody's a different person than me. But also, he's a multimillionaire. So it's hard for me to get into the mindset of a multimillionaire, too. I think there's a good possibility that he leaves and goes somewhere else. I think there's a solid one. He cares about his art. Justin Kendall says, what's the latest on potential landing spots for the recently released wrestlers of the release who could potentially be rehired? I think the OC could be rehired down the line. I think Heath Slater, Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins could all be rehired. I think Curt Hawkins will be a great performance center coach one day as well. Where do you see Batista's career had Jindrak stayed in Evolution? That is a fantastic question, and one that I'm not sure I know the answer to, because Batista's growth and his, no pun intended, but we'll say so, evolution as a character was really contingent on all the things that happened. It was contingent on him being in a group with Orton, Triple H, and Ric Flair. It was contingent on Orton leaving that group and him seeing what happened to Randy Orton, and it was contingent on Triple H. It's hard to believe that he would have had the career that he had without Evolution. And I don't think that he would be upset that someone said that. But it's not, to me, it's not like a Evolution made him thing. Batista made him. He got better. He was very good. And he played that role perfectly. So I think that it gave the boost that he needed. Unfortunately, I think he would have been probably in the mid-card had Evolution not happened or Jindrak stayed in it. Or he could have been a foil to Evolution down the line. Can you think of any wrestlers in the industry that may have been related to each other but many people may not know about? Jerry Lawler and Honky Tonk Man. Some people don't know that. I don't think a lot of people realize that the woman that Tommaso Ciampa is married to was on Tough Enough, which I thought was pretty awesome. I love Tough Enough. I don't think a lot of people know that Typhoon is Cody Rhodes' uncle. The Shockmaster is Cody's uncle. The Underfaker and The Undertaker, I believe, are cousins. There was Shawn Michaels' cousin that was in TNA, Matt Bentley, for a while. Chris Chetty and Taz are cousins. Mike Awesome and Horace Hogan are cousins. If you all remember Lady Tapa from TNA a few years ago, the Barbarian is her uncle, I believe. There's lots out there. A lot of families get into pro wrestling. Reed says, can Mance Warner really become a big star in the industry and a bigger promotion, even though he does more hardcore stuff? I personally hope he can. Yeah, I think he can. He has the it factor. He has a lot of charisma. And he's a student of wrestling, it seems, especially the entertainment aspect. And that's a hell of a thing to focus your studies on. He gets it. He really understands wrestling, at least from what I see. When I had my first on-camera interview, I was walking around StarCast, and I was nervous as hell. I've never done on-camera, in-person interviews before. And I saw Mance Warner, and I was like, you know what? I'll ask him if he wants to do one. Maybe just 2 minutes, get my feet wet. He practically interviewed himself. It was awesome. It was my last on-camera interview like that was Al Snow about 11 years before, 10 years before, and he did the same thing. So that made me feel really comfortable. I think a lot of Mance Warner. Rita Repulsa or Lord Zedd, who did you fear most as a youngin? Lord Zedd, he was way more intimidating. Reed says, what kind of importance do wrestlers nowadays see in wanting to be in at least one WrestleMania? That would be more for people outside of WWE. It varies. I can't make a blanket statement on that because a lot of people want different things. Like, there's a lot of people whose goal now is to work in New Japan. So it's more of a blanket statement thing. I have talked to a lot of people that don't make any bones about it. They want to end up in WWE, and that's not always the cool answer to give. It's not. Are there question types that your contacts are more likely to answer than others? When these people are outside of company auspices, and by that I mean when WWE, Ring of Honor, AEW, Impact don't give me interviews, mostly I've had everything answered. Almost everything answered. There are some stuff that people don't want to answer, but usually my interviews aren't like that. Like, I'm not going to fire up an interview and ask about, like, the Chris Benoit tragedies or some uncomfortable stuff, usually. With there being no crowds right now, do you know if WWE or AEW are paying any more attention to the reaction of fans online to determine who is getting over and what's working? Yes, both are to some degree. I don't know what. I've just been told that they're paying attention. There have been some matches that were supposed to be on TakeOver Tampa that have ended up on regular NXT episodes, but do you think we might get an actual TakeOver from the Performance Center? No, I don't think so, because there's no reason to. They can just run these on cable every week from the Performance Center. There's no reason to do a TakeOver from the Performance Center right now. Who has final say on if you're allowed to interview WWE talent? Well, I always reach out to WWE at least once a month. That's my rule of thumb. I want them to know that I want to talk to their talent. I feel like if I don't, that I'm doing a disservice to you guys as an outlet, because there are a lot of wrestling news outlets that don't want to interview wrestlers. I do. I want to bring you guys that stuff. So there were three people in particular that I would go through, and I'm not going to name their names because I don't think that's cool to do. One of them got furloughed, I believe, and there are now two others that I reach out to. There's one for a main point of contact when I'm confirming news. Then there's one that I try to reach out to for interviews. One of those two ultimately sign off. Most WWE talent will say, hey, get approval from them, and I'll reach out to them. I never hear back from anybody that I request, but occasionally WWE will pop up and say, here's Kofi Kingston ahead of WrestleMania, or they'll say, yes, you're approved for the SummerSlam Toronto media scrum, media junket. And then there are times they'll just reach out with me or reach out to me about the takeover calls as well. I heard from another reliable source that they want to gradually push Liv Morgan to where she's not shoved down our throats. The source told me they want to do with Liv like they did with Drew. Any truth to that? From what I understand, Drew is the mold. Drew is the prototype for how they hope to push people. At least that's what I've heard. And because it worked. So I would say that's true. If they're going to push her, that's probably how it's going to be. It's entirely likely that TNA never would have been a thing if WCW hadn't closed its doors. Do you think AEW would have started if WCW had remained open? Yes, because I think by now WCW would be out of business anyway. So if they were still open today, yeah, I think that AEW would still be a thing, because I think they'd be long gone from TNT. Wild Boy says, last week you retweeted one of my tweets. Someone then DM'd me in excitement to tell me I was famous because of this. Do you believe you are famous yet? I believe I asked this question 1 year ago. No, but I get more attention than I'm comfortable with, but that's a part of the job, so tough shit, I guess, for me. Young Bibby says, do you enjoy Demandy's Donuts and Up Up Down Down YouTube channel? Yes, I do. I like them both. Wildboy87 says, does Vince McMahon know of you? I don't think so. I'm sure he's heard things that I've reported, but I don't think he knows who I am by name. How would you book the Iconics' return to TV? They are the perfect interrupting promo. I honestly don't hate the idea of each one of them coming in to challenge Becky Lynch and then Becky Lynch beating both of them, but then them beating Becky Lynch and a teammate, pinning the other teammate and kind of establishing themselves as a good tag team, not great singles wrestlers, but the fact that they can beat any team, I think that's the best way to bring them back. And if you do the losses first and they get the win, it's not as 50-50 because the win doesn't come at Becky's expense and she probably won't have wanted to do the match, but then you can get the Iconics some steam and they can say, oh, well, we won this tag team match. We can be back in the mix. Besides Roman, who on the WWE roster has that Hollywood crossover appeal? Hollywood crossover appeal? That's hard to put my finger on. I think Lana would be good, and she's got acting experience. I think Mojo Rawley is the best actor on the WWE main roster. I think that they're the two primary ones. I think Sonya Deville could do really well and end up surprising a lot of people as well. I think she'll become a big star across the board. F, marry, kill Jimmy Van, Alex Warren. Well, you got to marry Jimmy Van. He's got the money. Oh, boy. Kill Warren because I can cross the border and maybe avoid apprehension. And F Alex because there would be a hilarious Sour Graps episode about it that followed. Wildboy87 says, are you romantic? Yes, I am. Jasmina says, how would you book Rhea Ripley going forward? She has to reestablish herself. The promos she was cutting as champion were generic and cookie cutter and bad and not good. And she is better than that. I'd be putting her in squash matches against established talent. I mean established talent on NXT. She needs to be beating some of these girls in 2 minutes with no offense for the other people. None. You got to do that to build her back up. And she's just like she found her gear, her next gear when she went from Mae Young Classic to her current gimmick. She's got to find that gear again. Because her coming out and doing the, well, here I am, ready to challenge everybody. No, that's not good. JJ says, who do you think takes Apollo's Money in the Bank spot? I think it'll be Jinder Mahal. Wild Boy says, if I open a restaurant, can I name a sandwich the Sean Ross Wrap? What would you like the ingredients to be? Just don't put mayo on it, man. No mayo. It's got to have wheat on it. I prefer that. Lettuce, tomato. It's mainly basically a wheat turkey club with no mayo. Which release star would you like to interview? Gallows and Anderson, without a doubt. I want to ask them about the almost move to TNA Wrestling. Marcus says, do you think Ricochet and Cedric Alexander will win the tag titles eventually? Ricochet has really stepped up his intensity and seems more authentic. Hell yeah, I do. I love them as a team, and I hope that what's happening Monday is a complete swerve to just move MVP over to them. I think they're great. I think this was an awesome move by WWE. Vontae Mack or Ball Ball, who do you draft? First round, Vontae Mack, because it's Vontae Mack no matter what. Second round, Ball Ball, because he's a steal there. Wrestlers who are training at the New Japan Dojo, are they under contract or invitees? I think they are invitees, but they've come to some sort of agreement, I think. Don't quote me on that. Do you think they'll announce who replaces Cruz in the Money in the Bank match? If they don't, how would you feel if Jinder has added any wins? Yeah, they're going to do a match for it. JJ says, do you still have a hard time getting interviews via WWE? Yes, and it's not for a lack of the talent trying. I have talent that have specifically said, tell this person in PR I want to do the interview. I've had people go to PR for the interview. Really, the only way that I can get them is if they'll allow me. I know that some in WWE don't want me to do interviews and stuff because I don't know if they think that I'm going to ask like questions about Saudi Arabia or something like that, or that's not what I do. I did have some upset that I asked a question about Kofi and Vince McMahon and their scuffle on a plane, and even that I asked about CM Punk, but I thought that was fair game because CM Punk's doing WWE backstage now. I didn't think there was any problem with that, but apparently there was. But I just want to bring good stuff to you guys. My favorite thing about my job is learning, and I want you guys to learn with me, and you all help me learn, and hopefully I help you all do the same. Ben says, do you expect another round of releases in the next month or two? No, I don't. Rob says, hypothetically speaking, let's say you're in charge of WWE. What's the first thing that you would change that Vince is known for doing? Two things, 50-50 booking out the window as a primary thing. Two, no more camera cuts and zooms. No more. Three, I would make things more gritty. Ben says, have you heard anything regarding Dave Meltzer's speculation that Being the Elite will start to wind down? Do you think that's the case? I think that he would know. But I don't have any connection to that show, so I do not know. But if he says so, I would believe it. Bibby says, do you think WWE would ever consider having Zelina with Alistair? I think they'd consider it, but I don't think that it's in the cards right now. Alistair doesn't need anybody. Ben says, was there anyone, perhaps based on their lack of TV time or because Vince didn't seem keen, that made you a little surprised they were not released by WWE 2 weeks ago? Considering how much they use Shelton, I was a little bit surprised. I was a little bit surprised that Tamina stuck around, but I'm glad they did. I'm very glad they did because I don't want anybody to lose their job, man. I hate that. But yeah, I thought that maybe they would get rid of them because Shelton just signed a new deal, and I'm pretty sure it was a nice deal. Assuming they sign with AEW, do you see the Revival feuding with Young Bucks quickly, or will it be a long feud or a long build? Which teams would you like to see them face first? Yeah, I think it'll be a long build. And I don't think there has ever been a more stacked tag team division than the one that we have right now with AEW. I mean, I know that some of you might not even realize how stacked it is, but Hangman and Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, SCU, Lucha Bros, Best Friends, Private Party, Dark Order, Jurassic Express, The Hybrid 2, Santana and Ortiz. You have a combination of the Inner Circle, whether it be Jericho, Sammy, or Jake Hager, Butcher and the Blade. You can have MJF and Wardlow team, Dark Order, Strongheart, both combinations of the Dark Order, actually, because Silver and Reynolds are there, too. Strongheart and Nightmare Family. Man, I would like to see them come in and start off with probably Best Friends, I think, would be a good one. Because, I mean, you got some major feuds for them there. SCU is a major feud, Bucks, Lucha Brothers, and I think Best Friends can be a solid feud. And I think the Bucks should kind of avoid them a little bit. Like, they don't want the match, but this new team does want the match. I think that would be good. I happened to look up Charlotte's win-loss record from last year. It was 35-100. Do you think that's a reason why she won the Rumble? Do you think she was being greedy for the promises not being kept? I don't think she's being greedy, but I think she wanted to win the Royal Rumble, and so she won the Royal Rumble, and that's why she was in it. That is not a TV record, though. She's going to lose on most live events because she's a heel. Have you ever listened to controversial wrestling shoots on YouTube? Yeah, I have, but it's pirated shit, so I've heard it elsewhere. Any reason Miami doesn't get a lot of WWE pay-per-views? I don't know. You'll have to ask the scheduling fella that. Why did Bob Holly dislike Ken Anderson so much? Bob Holly was accused of stealing a bunch of pain pills from Mr. Kennedy. And after somebody heard about it, they taped up Bob Holly's bag. They wrote thief on it. And basically, from the way that Holly's story goes, is that Ken Anderson told him it was okay to take some of his pills. And it was a miscommunication that he didn't exactly clear up. Man, the locker room is so different now. I don't hear anybody talking about pain pills today. Do you think Tennille Dashwood has a big future in Impact? No, just because I don't think anybody has a big future in Impact. They'll have a job, but... Considering WWE's bad press with doing more live shows, do you think Tony Khan will keep with the two live shows a month idea, considering how much they try to listen to online criticism? Yeah, I think he'll try to keep it like that. Ben says, how would you produce or present Rusev if you were in charge of creative at his next company? For example, foreign heel, a variation of Rusev Day, or babyface with an attitude? Well, the way I would immediately present him is have him run in after a Tomohiro Ishii match and just crush him, drop him. And then be a big badass dude without a lot of personality, because quite honestly, initially in New Japan, that's how you're presented. But that's how I would do it, because I think you should go to New Japan. Any word on what Priscilla Kelly's doing now or in the future? Seems logical for her to sign with AEW, seeing as she's with Darby Allin and friendly with Cody and Brandy. Maybe eventually. I think there's a little more seasoning there, and she's got plenty of time. She's very young. She ain't doing anything right now, because nobody is. But yeah, I think that she's an eventual hire for AEW. I don't think she has a deal anywhere. You mentioned Billy Kay and Peyton Royce haven't wrestled in a few months. I don't think you had mentioned an injury. I'm a huge Billy Kay fan. Do you know if they've been given up on? I don't think they've been given up on. If they had been given up on, then they would have been released. But I don't think that's the case. Aiden says, gender is back. I don't think they'll invest. They did a little bit last Monday. But medium to long term, I don't think so. What do you think? I think he'll get a WWE title match with Drew McIntyre, and then he'll go back to being a mid-card guy. Is Ruby Riott going to be an enhancement talent moving forward? I think if she is, she's probably going to leave the WWE because she is a top-level talent. She is one of the best wrestlers they have on the women's side of things. Austin Theory, future champ? Yep, of some kind. Probably not world right now, but I could see him being a tag champ very soon. Aiden says, terrible for Apollo. He waited a long time for a chance. Do you think he'll get another chance? I think this is his chance. I think this is his chance for fans to emotionally invest in him. And, yeah, I think this is his opportunity, whether you guys see it or not. Have you heard of Pat Buck's new podcast? It's exceptional from the angle of putting on a show. Is there room in the market for this podcast? I don't know. There's a lot of wrestling podcasts. But he is a very knowledgeable guy. He has done a little bit of everything. So I would not be surprised if it found its market. What do you think is the most despicable thing Vince McMahon has ever done? If the stuff around the Jimmy Snuka rumors are true, it would be that. Yeah. And ignoring some outright shitty people that have worked for him. Yeah. In 1 month, did Chris Jericho become the best color commentator in the world? I think he's up there. Yeah, I think he was definitely up there. What would you ask Vince McMahon if he'd only grant you one interview in a lifetime and will only answer one question truthfully? Why he has chosen to value the marquee over superstars when it has become evident that superstars draw over the marquee? Do you know whose idea it was to have wrestlers around the ring at empty arena AEW shows? Are you surprised WWE didn't rip them off like they did the hard cam? Yes, I am surprised WWE didn't do it, but it is more of an AEW thing. I think it was a collaborative effort, I'm pretty sure. Is there any reason WWE went away from former top guys doing color commentary like Savage, Mr. Perfect, and Piper? I'll even throw Taz and Foley in there from the 2000s. Most of those guys don't need the money, and then when they're heavily produced, they don't got to stick around. They can hit the bricks. They got other options. So they end up cultivating their own talent. When this pandemic is over, do you see Bible golf in your future? You're goddamn right I do, not to be blasphemous, but damn. Who's the bigger Taylor Swift fan, Denise or Jeremy? Oh, Denise by a mile. Shay says, do you have any details about the rumors that Jerry Briscoe was also released on the 15th? Well, this question came in before or after. It came in before he announced it. But I reached out to Jerry, and he confirmed to me that he was furloughed. He says he has a lot of options. He's a very kind guy. I like him a lot. How much does the possibility of no fans for the rest of the year impact the future of AEW and the company itself? It makes them much more reliant on their television deal, because it's all they got right now. Merch, of course, but pay-per-view soon. But their live gates were very important to them, and it does hurt them significantly. Omar says, can you see Matt Cardona, formerly Zack Ryder, being put on the AEW upper card if he decides to go over there? No. I think short term, yes. Who became the better star, Randy Orton or Batista? Overall, Batista. Wrestling, Randy Orton. Young Bibby says, is there any reason why Asuka is booked 50-50 so much? Because she's bulletproof. He also asks, I know people want Sarah Logan back, but if you were her, would you re-sign considering the way she's been booked? I would, and I would re-sign for more money and a new deal where I'm managing the Viking Raiders. Is Vince not in favor of Kairi Sane because she got injured at the TLC pay-per-view? I don't think it's because of that. I just think he does. I think that he doesn't see in her what a lot of people see in her. Omar says, what other current champ or future champion in WWE would benefit most from having a year-long reign? A tag team. Any tag team. Booked strong. Then when the competition starts to catch up to them, they start winning by the skin of their teeth. And they make a little bit of a heel turn just to hold on to their titles. I think that would work for a lot of people. I think it'd work for Becky, too, to be honest with you. I don't see Becky losing that title for a long time. And I think if they added more edge to her instead of making her top merch-selling babyface, then she'd sell even more merch. Any reason why Brian Kendrick wasn't a part of the Cruiserweight tournament? I don't know. He hasn't wrestled since March, mid-March, and before that, it had been late February. He took some time off for a while, so I don't know how into it he is. He's taken off, or he's been off for like a month at a time, just here and there. And I don't know. I know that he had planned on taking a break for a while. Who do you see WWE pushing at the end of all this? Sonya or Mandy? I think Sonya. Do you think Money in the Bank matches should happen at Mania like back then? Nope. I think it is big enough for it to be its own pay-per-view. I think it's more important than TLC, Hell in a Cell, all that stuff. It is a show that has stakes without a title being on the line. Eloquent says, was WWE ever actually interested in Cain Velasquez, or was it only because AEW wanted him? Well, they had their eye on him because he came and trained at the Performance Center before all that. But there was a little interest, but there was a whole lot more interest once he started working elsewhere. And that's objective. Do you think Bay Mello will ever reunite as a tag team and possibly win the titles? Yes and yes. Bobby Roode's NXT title run. Alex said he had nightmares. What do you think? I wasn't big on it. I wasn't a fan of it. It wasn't for me, man. Brock Lesnar's face run. Did you enjoy that? Yeah, I like Brock Lesnar almost anytime he does something as long as he's motivated. Just a matter of getting the guy to the building. When do you think Young Bucks versus The Revival will happen? I think All Out. Who did you like more, Big Show or Kane? Ooh, they're about the same, but I'm going Kane 51% to 49%. Do you think Alexa Bliss ever goes to AEW considering Brandy was interested in her? No, WWE will keep her forever. What if Cassius Ohno was in the Shield instead of Roman? Do you think he would have gotten that big push at the end? No, I don't think it would have been as successful with Ohno instead of Reigns. Is it possible to transition from a spear to a Canadian destroyer? It would look really, really choreographed. I think the right talent could do it, but they have to be really light too. Any truth to the rumor that Vince is trying to sell WWE? Vince McMahon has always said in recent years they're open for business. I heard some rumblings, but that was like in December, January. And since the pandemic happened, I've heard no conversation of it. How long do you think Charlotte's title reign lasts for? I was hoping someone besides Rhea takes the title from her, even though she's good in the ring. I find her boring character and promo-wise. I don't think she's boring as a character or a promo. I think that probably Rhea Ripley wins it back or Tegan Knox wins it. Tony Storm hasn't been seen since losing the I Quit match to Kaylee Ray. Is she still selling, or do they not have anything planned for her at the moment since she can't travel? The latter. What's the best wrestling book you've read in the last year or so? The last wrestling book I read was Sean Oliver's book. He did the kayfabe commentaries interviews, and he was really good. What's a bigger deal in your opinion, Becky's year-plus reign or Charlotte's 10-plus reigns? Becky's, because she main evented and won at WrestleMania. Charlotte's are very impressive. What are your thoughts on Impact bringing back the TNA Championship and assuming a unification match happens, who would you have win it? Well, there are a few things at play. One, I love Moose bringing back the TNA Championship. I just like Moose. I think he's a fantastic performer. The rumors are that Tessa Blanchard's contract is up this summer. That's the rumor. I don't know if it's true. Don't quote me on that. Don't aggregate that. Don't post that. I don't know. But that's the rumor. She didn't show up to the tapings that just happened. I assume they put about a month of tapings in the can. That gets them to the summer. Now, I don't know if they got to extend her contract because she didn't work those dates or not. Assuming she doesn't re-sign, and I'm going to assume she doesn't, I'm having Moose go over. You got to build him as the guy there. If you could swap one talent from Raw and one talent from SmackDown, who would be changing brands? Wouldn't be a talent, it'd be an act. I would swap the Usos, and probably Naomi would go with him, for the Viking Raiders, and you'd probably send Sarah Logan to SmackDown. Both teams have faced everybody. I realized while playing Madden that the Vikings have an enclosed stadium. I know Minnesota isn't a hot spot for wrestling, but does Minnesota seem plausible for WrestleMania? Yes, and it's been discussed multiple times. I'm not very familiar with Doink, but I can recall seeing him in shows as a lovable circus clown character. Was there a missed opportunity in not having him play a scary character? He did. He played like a jackass clown for a while. I think if they brought Doink back today, I legit think that Doink the Clown would do well. Playing that lovable character, then going to the scary character. But I think the Fiend's already doing that. Reed says, I feel like Lance Archer's character and Aura is working really well right now. What do you think is making him a better big man than the other comparable wrestlers in the industry? He doesn't take himself too seriously, but he takes himself seriously enough. Him coming out and punching some random dude is hilarious. And he knows it's obnoxiously hilarious. Like, I'll sometimes complain about how 80s dialogue happens. He's a walking 80s action movie. But he's the bad guy from it, and it works really well, and it sets him apart. What exactly is the nature of Evolve's pipeline relationship with WWE? Is Evolve on the payroll at all? WWE supplies talent, WWE can pick talent, and Gabe is on the payroll. Gabe Sapolsky. Is there any particular reason WWE never used Sting's WCW theme? I would imagine licensing, but I don't know that. How can New Japan keep Naito hot upon their return? Let Naito be Naito. Give him new, fresh feuds. That's how you keep him hot. People that look like they'll threaten him. Do casual friends frequent house shows in higher percentages than TV tapings? I always hear stale characters like Natalya and Orton get big pops at live events. I don't. There's no real metric for me to do that because you'd have to like apply the term casual fan to a certain person and it's really hard to nail that down. Like I could say something, but it wouldn't be true, and I don't think that's fair to you guys. Who are performers that get unexpectedly loud reactions at house shows? For me, it's Orton and Natalya. No Way Jose always got really good pops whenever I would go to live events. Possible dumb question. Are all matches at Money in the Bank taking place in Stamford? No, the ladder matches are. Being that Braun was an unexpected champion, what do you put the odds at that he's solely transitional and the belt is going back on the Fiend? 50-50, which would make me livid. Was April 2017-2018 SmackDown roster the worst in brand split history? Yes, I think so. Who are some of the performers you know who are choosing to self-quarantine at the moment? I think Leo Rush was. I don't want to speak. I mean, I spoke to him briefly after his release, but I think he was. I don't want to speak for him. That's not a thing that usually I talk to wrestlers about. I've talked to wrestlers about, like, their kids' online classes because they know that my wife's a teacher and they'll ask for a little bit of help here and there. But other than that, there's not a lot of conversation about, oh, I'm self-quarantining type of thing. I know that Killer Cross took this very seriously early on because I saw like his posts about it very early on. So I would imagine he's a guy that's ahead of the curve there. Frankie says, what happened to the zipline camera that used to go over the crowd in the ring? SmackDown used it after the brand split. They abandoned it, and they should bring it back because it was very good. Ahmed asks who I think John Cena's best rival that brought the best out of him. I think Edge. I think the two were tailor-made for each other. You had John Cena go from a raunchy character to the super clean character that we saw later, and John Cena going up against Edge was a real contrast to all that because Edge was raunchier. Edge was I don't want to say he was a lot of what John Cena was, but he kind of was because of he was the rated R superstar. He was like the Rock version of John Cena, except he didn't play music. You look back at Backlash 09, Last Man Standing match, it was unbelievable. They had a solid match on Raw. I want to say a couple months ahead of that. They were in the Triple Threat at WrestleMania, which wasn't a great match or anything, I didn't think, but a Fatal 4-Way with Orton and Michaels at Backlash 07 was unbelievable. They had another good match on Raw. I think they had two good matches on Raw in 06. They had the cage match and a singles match, and that was right after they did the amazing TLC match at Unforgiven. Good match at SummerSlam 06. I'm remembering these going backwards. I do remember them having a stinker DQ match at Saturday night's main event, but even go back to Backlash 06 after Triple H lost the title match against John Cena. They threw Edge into the equation and they had an even better triple threat match. They developed their chemistry, that was for sure, because I didn't like New Year's Revolution or their Royal Rumble matches that launched Edge's title reign. But after that, they feuded for the better part of like a year, and I thought it was really good. Do you think Braun Strowman's title run will be short? Yes, I do, unfortunately. I do. If WWE were to sell to ESPN, what's the likelihood of MMA crossover? A little bit higher, but I don't think they're selling to ESPN. They've got deals in place with USA and Fox right now. What do you think has held Moose back from being a top guy? Booking. That's really it. Maybe things from his distant past. But I can tell you that he's improved a lot as a person. I think it's just his booking. What were some of your favorite gaming systems growing up? NES, Super NES. I think Super NES is one of the best systems ever. I went NES, Super NES, Game Boy, Game Boy Color. I had a Sega, but I didn't like it as much. Then I jumped to PlayStation. I was never a Nintendo 64 or an Xbox guy, ever. Why is the inverted atomic drop considered a legal move? Shouldn't it result in a DQ? Yes, ideally. The way that the refs will tell you to get around it is they say that the knee actually is supposed to hit the ass. They're supposed to actually drop the ass bone, even though it's them facing each other. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Sean, you mean the regular atomic drop? No, I mean that you're supposed to get your knee so deep back that it breaks their ass instead. JJ says, was Cain Velasquez the most botched introduction WWE had in recent times? Yes, I think so. You think the house show model is coming to an end? Yes, I do. Which MMA male and female do you think would make great professional wrestlers? Female, Megan Anderson, without a doubt. Look her up. Male, despite him being a jackass, I think Colby Covington would be really good. Do you think Chris Hero should have got a run on Raw or SmackDown? Nope. I think he was really good at doing what he was doing. When we get back to live crowds, what from the current iteration of AEW and WWE would you like them to continue? A lot of the remote stuff, some of the cinematic stuff here and there if it's unadvertised. I would order them to find a method where they can advertise it and it would be good. And when I mean good for the crowds there because people pay to come to these shows. Definitely like Taz's look at finishing moves, I think, helps. There's a lot of stuff that I think is good. What's the status of NXT UK? Do you think it'll stick around or they'll make wide cuts as well? Right now, I don't think they'll make wide cuts, but I think eventually they shut down NXT UK. Do you think WWE extends to Japan and does NXT Japan? They want to. I don't think they should. I think it's a bad idea. Can we expect to see Jimmy on any post-show podcasts? Only if the show is in Toronto and I'm there to cover it. He's not a post-show guy. He doesn't like that. He's a business analyst. Have you ever thought about working backstage somewhere and contributing to creative? I don't want to say I was offered that, but I had a feeler reach out about a company to ask about my contract status, I want to say 16 months ago, and I don't want to do that. That's not something that I'm interested in doing, and I said no immediately. I said I'm not interested in leaving Fightful for any reason or anything like that. And when I spoke with a wrestler that I run a lot of this stuff by, that wrestler said to me, I think you're very good at what you do, but they don't want you for what you can do. And the realistic situation is they might not want you at all. They just want to keep you from the thing that you actually do well. And I took that and I will never forget that. And I think that person is very plugged in and would know. So I was like, you know what? I really don't want to end up doing something where I might have to move. I'm not sure if I'd be good at it or not, which that's okay to not sure if you're going to be good at a job. But in that landscape, I don't think there is any way that I could have possibly succeeded or just get there and be getting people coffee. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't want to be getting people coffee when I could be running Fightful.com. And that's just not something I'm interested in. And if I were to do a job like that, I don't know that I could comfortably return to doing the type of job that I have now, because I feel like there might be some real bias issues there, whether positive or negative. Yeah, I've never told that story publicly before, but a few people in my circle kind of know about it. And no, I will not tell you all who, what, or where. Sorry. Is it just me, or does Daniel Bryan feel like less of a star since his feud with Wyatt? Maybe it's the lack of a beard. I mean, I don't think so. I think that he's found his spot on the show where he doesn't have to have a title and doesn't have to have a championship, but I mean, he doesn't have the title anymore, so he might feel like that. I think he's just as useful what he's doing now. Do you like Wardlow's finish? I'm surprised no one had copped a form of the F5 before. People have. Lots of people have. Brian Cage has. Matt Morgan has. Lots of people. But yeah, I like it. Why do you feel Adam Cole's had such a long reign as champion? Because he's awesome at his job. He's one of the best in wrestling. I know a lot of people say, oh, he's not really a heel if people think he's cool. No, people can think whatever they want of him. He's just good. He's just good. Why did WWE let Trent go? He's a major star in the making, in my view. They had no idea what they had in him. I mean, they didn't have any idea what they had in CJ Parker, who is now Juice Robinson, and that's okay. TNA didn't know what they had in Okada. New Japan didn't know what they had in... Well, okay, New Japan usually always knows what they have in somebody and uses them pretty well. Yeah. Does Chris Jericho end his in-ring career at AEW? And for a difficult part two of the question, what about Cody? Yes, I think Cody does. I don't think Jericho does. I think he'll do one more in WWE out of respect to Vince. Frankie says, I'll give Darby Allin credit where it's due. His figure four pin is awesome. Can you think of anyone else that has used a pin as a finish without doing some kind of setup move first? Barry Horowitz used to use an inside cradle as a finish after he beat Chris Candido. Skip with it. I remember somebody using the La Magistrale cradle as well. You could say that the Scott Steiner Hurricanrana, the Frankensteiner, was a pin because that's mainly what it was. It was a way to get your weight on somebody's shoulder and then pin them with it. I think Super Delphin and Ghetto both did their own that ended up working. But I love that. I love having a creative pinfall finish like that. Bobby Roode seemed like a huge star when he adopted his quasi Triple H character in 2011. What has been missing during his current run that he had back then? Everybody knows what he's got to offer now. He doesn't have that freshness, that new to him. He's still a great tag team wrestler, though. But it's just not there. He's in his 40s. He's not the same fresh-faced 30-something, 20-something there. What were the thoughts on the live sex celebration between Edge and Lita? Did WWE face any heat for the slip? Yeah, they got a lot of complaints, but no real heat for it. A lot of people didn't like it backstage from interviews I've conducted since then, but a lot of people thought it was great. And you know what? I think it was good. People still talk about it and in a positive light. Dev says, with every other title having gotten a redesign, why does WWE refuse to update the U.S. title? What goes into the decision of redesigning a title? A lot goes into the decision. Sometimes they redesign titles and you just never see them. There's been a lot of situations like that. Sometimes, like the women's tag titles, they'll get made and then put on the shelf forever. There were new tag titles that had been made a while back and just never debuted. Ultimately, a title redesign is whatever Vince McMahon wants, and there have been times where he sees things and he's like, nope, we're not using that, even after they've had concept art and everything. But they send a concept to a belt maker. The belt maker makes it up. They send it back to WWE, and that's how it usually happens. Will there be another batch of WWE releases right now? No, but I think there will be individual releases here and there, like Curtis Axel. What wrestling game did you like playing growing up? Did you used to have a gaming channel? No, I never had a gaming channel. I've just done Fightful Gaming here and there. I would play any wrestling game I could get my hands on because all I thought about was wrestling and sports. But WrestleFest was my favorite, and I've really only got to play it now because I didn't have an arcade cabinet, and there was only one place around me that had that. Of course, I played like Raw and all that stuff, but I didn't like those games as much. When I got a hold of WCW NWO World Tour and Revenge, those were life-changing. Saturday Night Slam Masters was probably my favorite, though. It's the Capcom Street Fighter version. Obviously not outing your sources, but how did your journey of cultivating inside relationships and establishing credibility begin? Well, establishing credibility, I knew that early on you just can't report fake stuff. If you report fake stuff, it will get debunked and people will say, this guy reports fake stuff, and it's almost impossible to overcome that. Especially with the talent themselves that are affected by this. As far as establishing talent, I got a lot of contacts when TNA would schedule media interviews and Wrestling Inc. would be like, hey, you want to do these interviews? And I said, yep, I'll do them. And I interviewed half the roster back then. And half the roster back then is on WWE roster now. So I was familiar with a lot of those people. I knew a lot of those people. They knew me. They knew that I could do good interviews. And that really helped. And then by the time that I had established any type of reputation as far as my work goes, a lot of the people would reach out to me and ask me if I knew things and share what they knew. And sometimes you just ask people cold, hey, can I get some information here? And they'll give it to you. Which newly released WWE talent would be best fit as a partner for Shawn Spears? I think Zack Ryder. Who will be the first wrestlers currently on AEW's full-time roster that they end up letting go? That they end up letting go? I don't know. We'll take a shot in the dark and say Jimmy Havoc. Dev says, do past or present talent ever receive apologies for embarrassing or character-damaging stories like Natty's farting gimmick, Lita's retirement match, or is it just considered part of the biz? Just considered part of the biz. How many months of the year is WWE Network not given away for free? They always do their thing. Always do it. Or their promotion. Do you think Velveteen Dream's act doesn't work as well without a crowd? Yeah, I think it needs a crowd. He feeds off of them so well. Ruby Riott, I think, is awesome, but she's lost a lot since coming back. Do you think SmackDown is a better fit? Yes, I do. I think she needs to be away from Raw. Do you like the new direction for Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae? I love it. I think it works so well. This is so much better for Candice LeRae. Wild Boy says, how did you feel at staring all of those wrestlers' hairy nips to guess who they were on Quizzlemania? As I asked this, you currently excitedly shouted out, I know, when the current pick was posted. It was gross. I did not know, but hey, I thought I did. Pat McCauley says, if you had to book a fantasy or fantasy book, a string of matches with Roman, Drew, and Edge against each other, how would you do it? What type of matches and what events? Roman and Edge is a WrestleMania match in itself. I think them in a triple threat match would be a good one to follow up with like a Money in the Bank. I think Drew and Edge, I don't like that one on its own. I think there's a way that you could put a story in there and that Edge saw Drew as the next coming of like a superstar. And then during his time off, he saw Drew fall off and recover and all that. As far as Roman, Roman and Drew would be good, but I think Roman's got to be a heel. But I think if he's a heel, then Drew would not be as popular. Because I think if Roman gets more edge to him, no pun intended, that a lot of people will like him a lot more. So I think the best way to do it, well, one, Roman's on SmackDown, so I don't know how you do that. He'd have to win the Royal Rumble and challenge, and then maybe he could do a triple threat match at WrestleMania, and that would be good. But I think Edge versus Roman might be a better bet. But then again, Edge just had a stinker with Randy Orton. So I think if you're running with those three, it's got to be those three. Drew and Edge have their match at the Royal Rumble. It ends inconclusively. Edge wants it at WrestleMania, but Roman steps in and says, ah, sorry, you do the old HBK method, HBK, Triple H, Benoit method. Yeah. Pat also says, with WWE signing all this talent in past years, who do you think would come back? Do you think that out of all the names out there, Finley and Briscoe would make an impact somewhere before other talents? I don't know about before other talent, but before other furloughed names or release names, yes, but they are furloughed. They will be brought back. I believe they'll be brought back. I think Finley would make more of an impact than Briscoe at this point. Out of former talent, I think Rob Van Dam could have a quick run, like a month or two there. Other than that, I don't know. Maybe Juice Robinson. Do you think it's a more impactful spot in a match to have people kick out of a finisher at least once or having counters happening until a finisher is hit? I think counters. Because everybody kicks out now. And that hurts a finisher. It doesn't hurt the finisher if you can't get it on. Do you remember the story of why Demolition added Crush to their group? It didn't seem like he was in it for long. Bill Eady, who played Axe, was just getting older. Couldn't move as much, couldn't work as much. So they added Crush. Crush was in, I think he was on there from about June till maybe March or April on TV. Yeah, I think WrestleMania in 91 was his last appearance when they lost the match pretty quickly. But yeah, it felt to me like a lot longer than it was. But I mean, they were tag champs with Crush, and I thought that was cool. He appeared on SummerSlam. He appeared on TV all the time. I think he got like two dozen TV matches during that period, which is a lot back then for a tag team. Yeah, I like the fit. I like Crush. I like that he came back and paid homage to Demolition with the face paint later on. Is there a reason NXT doesn't have a lot of big matches, be multi-man or gimmick matches? I think they're kind of resetting on that, and then they can start to add things. They can start to add cage matches and cell matches and all that stuff as the promotion moves on. What female talent would benefit from joining the Inner Circle? I think that Britt Baker is above that right now. I don't think Nyla's a good fit. I don't think Hikaru Shida or Sakazaki or Emi Sakura are good fits. Leva Bates doesn't need that shine. Awesome Kong's out of action. Anna Jay is a little inexperienced right now. Penelope Ford has Kip Sabian. The Bunny has Butcher and the Blade. I think Bea Priestley would be the best fit. Now that I think about it, Bea Priestley or Big Swole. But I don't know that Big Swole needs it either. I think she's very good without that. Seems like NXT has always been high on Pete Dunne, much higher than Bate or any UK guy. Any rumors of him getting a call-up soon? No, because nobody's getting a call-up soon that is stuck over in the UK. No plans of that right now. Reed says, before listening to your retro review topic of Bad Blood 97, I went back and watched some of that pay-per-view. Vader was in the flag match and seemed pretty over as a face. Am I wrong? How long did it take for him to lose the fans? everybody was pretty over, but Vader had a lot of history behind him. His work was rapidly declining, though, so it was not long after that, but WWE's booking didn't help. By the way, I know a lot of you don't even realize that we have a bunch of retro reviews in the archives, but there are tabs on Patreon that make those easily findable, discoverable, whatever it is. You can find them very easy, as well as all of our archives. Reed says, I imagine the gear for Moose at Rebellion was an ode to Ultimate Warrior. Has he done this before? Do you think it continues? He hasn't. It was, and I don't think that he will. I don't think Impact wants him to. We've seen both Brock Lesnar and CM Punk make very different transitions to MMA. Excluding former fighters, what current roster wrestlers would potentially execute this kind of move and be successful? I've always wondered about Natalya. I don't think she would. She does not have stand-up experience. Chad Gable. I'm naming off the ones that you mentioned, by the way, John. I think that he would at the lower levels, like in Bellator and in facing donks. Daniel Bryan. Ben Henderson told me that he thought Daniel Bryan would do well. Ben Henderson, former UFC champion. And Asuka. I don't think Asuka would do well at this stage either. Now, I'm sure they could hang in a real fight with real people. I mean, they learn basic amateur wrestling, and Natalya has learned a lot of catch wrestling, as well as Asuka. I mean, Jessamine Duke and Shayna Baszler disarmed two men with ball bats and beat the shit out of them at one point. Obviously, they've got some experience about them. If we're talking about people that don't have experience, that's a little bit more difficult for me. I mean, I would say of those with experience, Rezar, Matt Riddle are the two tops. Besides Shayna Baszler, of course, which she was past her MMA prime when she left. That's why she left. Sonya Deville never had pro MMA experience, so I'm going to go with her. Over 170 questions. This is the last one. Do you think they give up on Humberto Carrillo? I hope they did for now, unless they find something that he can do and do it well. He is an excellent athlete that needs a character, needs a manager, or needs an edge. When I say an edge, I don't mean, oh, he's got to be a heel. I mean something that makes me care. Something that doesn't make him seem like smiley babyface that got drafted way too high to make us go, whoa, why did this guy get drafted? And then a bunch of losses. Got to do better than that. Hopefully I can do better every single week for you guys. We will have some rules that will apply to these Q&As, like no top five, no favorites. What do you think of certain wrestler? Are you a fan of certain wrestler? Because I want this to be more newsworthy. I want you all to learn stuff that maybe you didn't know or find out things that maybe I didn't even think to report, but I've got information on. But thank you guys so much. I appreciate all of you. We're out.